Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot Reiki. Today we're going to start our episode by asking Tarot, what does collective need to hear today? What does collective need to hear today? Deck and see what the cards have to say. Nine of Cups reversed, Queen of Wands upright, Death reversed, Page of Wands reversed, and on the back, the Page of Swords reversed. So right away, I'm seeing a lot of, I'm almost sensing that with the Nine of Cups reversed, I feel like it's just important right now to take a moment to be grateful for what you have right now, because it almost feels like I'm getting the message that you feel like you don't deserve what you have. And I feel like this is tied into you wanting more, but then feeling guilty about what you have. But to me, it's a luck card. So even reversed or upright, it just kind of feels like, because it's a Cups card and it's reversed, I'm seeing that it's almost like I'm getting this sense of like a leakage of some sort, like an energy leakage, an emotional leakage. I just kind of feel like if this was upright, you would feel, you know, completely wishful, lucky, happy, satisfied, fulfilled. Because it's reversed, I'm sensing that there is almost, I don't know what the word is, distrust, or yeah, I just sense like guilt. Guilt for what you have, guilt for wanting more, kind of uncomfortable. Maybe what's happening is that you're getting a lot of the things that you've been manifesting or wishing for, or maybe signs along the path that have been guiding you. But I kind of sense that a part of you is distrustful, right? Maybe because in the past you've had a certain self-concept of, I'm not lucky, things always turn out bad, like things don't work out for me. And I feel like because now things are working out for you, you have this sense of, oh, I'm uncomfortable because I'm not used to this. Like this isn't me, I'm not lucky. But I kind of sense that if you spin that around and you practice being grateful and you start to tell yourself, you know what, I am lucky. Well, of course this is working out. Of course I'm being guided. Of course now I know what my next step or move is going to be. I kind of feel like that will allow for you to really step into this sense of empowerment, right? That Queen of Wands energy. To me, it's this charismatic person who's warm and attracts others because of this lovely, warm energy. And a lot of creative energy as well, right? I kind of sense like a social butterfly. Maybe you've been kind of out in the world in a different way, and maybe people are noticing, or people are kind of just being drawn to you, right? I kind of sense that she's just a very magnetic card. And maybe that's what's happening, is that you feel kind of uncomfortable with being so magnetic, right? You kind of feel uncomfortable with opportunities that are extending themselves to you. You're like, oh, great, this is awesome. This is exactly what I wanted. But at the same time, is someone going to take it away from me, right? There's almost like a distrust in the sense of what you're being gifted right now. You kind of feel like someone's going to come by and just take it out of your hands, right? I kind of sense like that's kind of this feeling of insecurity. With the Death reversed, to me, death is about endings and beginnings, right? So I kind of feel like a part of you is hesitant about stepping into this new beginning. Maybe this hesitance is showing up in habits, behaviors, addictions, thought patterns, relationships, things that you don't want to end, that you know that you should move on from. And because if it was upright, I would say, great, you're doing what needs to be done. But because it's reversed, I'm kind of seeing that you know what needs to be done, and yet you don't want to do it because it's familiar, because you know it, right? I kind of sense that there's still this process of moving on going on right now, right? Kind of stepping fully into your power. With the Queen of Wands, so I'm seeing that you are, I kind of sense that a big part of you is comfortable with this new reality that you're making for yourself, right? With the attention that you're attracting, with the things that you're sharing creatively, with, I just sense a lot of standing in your own power and being magnetic in the ways that you are choosing to be, right? And I feel like that's drawing people towards you. At the same time, I kind of sense that with the Death card reversed, the more you cleanse your life, right, the more space you have for what's coming in. And when I said cleanse, what came up to me was your home, right? And so I'm thinking now, like, spring cleaning, right? Look around your home and do the whole Marie Kondo method. Whatever doesn't spark joy, get rid of it. Sell it, give it away, gift it. And I feel like that will create, in a way, I think that your home is a reflection of your inner environment. The more that you are able to attend to your physical home and remove things that don't make you happy, the more you're showing the universe, the more you are mirroring what's inside of you, and you're saying to the world, to the universe, to energy, hey, I am now clearing this that no longer serves me, that makes me unhappy, that stresses me out when I look at it. And now I'm going to go ahead and make space for what I do want to put into my home, what I do want to put in my mind, in my reality. And I feel like that's kind of what's going on right now. I'm kind of sensing like a lot of spring cleaning that maybe you've been putting off that you don't want to do. I feel like now would be a good time to do that in order to bring in those things that you would like to attract. With the Page of Wands reversed, I'm seeing that I feel like you have a lot of ideas right now, and there's a lot of development going on around you, and that you're kind of being inspired, and there's like a sense of a spark of joy, right? Wands is that fire energy. You're like, oh, that interests me. Oh, you know what? This interests me. Oh, I used to be really into this. Maybe I should tap into that. Because it's reversed, I'm seeing that there's a hesitance, and you're like, but maybe I should play it safe. You know, I did try this before. It didn't work out. Or I don't know how to start. I don't know how to take the next steps. Let me just stop. I kind of sense that you're trying to stop yourself. With the Page of Swords upright on the back, I'm seeing that because both of these cards are together, right? Fire and air are complementary. Because the Wands is reversed, I'm seeing that you're not allowing this fire of curiosity really set itself aflame, right? You're not like fanning it. I kind of feel like a part of you is saying, you know what, let's just not do that. Let's just go ahead and smother that. Let's just not pay attention to it. And I kind of feel like if you cultivate this creativity, this curiosity that you're having, and you allow it to be fanned by the Page of Swords, these ideas, this mental energy in a productive way, I feel like that will be really helpful and beneficial for you as you take these next steps on your journey, right? I kind of feel like the Page of Swords in a sense is, yeah, I just feel like there needs to be a balance and attention and focus on what you're cultivating in your life and what you're allowing to grow. And I kind of feel like you're dampening certain ideas that don't need to be dampened. I kind of feel like you're overthinking in regards to how that can unfold for yourself. Like I'm kind of seeing that you're not sure how that would fit into your life, into this idea of yourself, into your future. And I kind of feel like try to spin that on its head. Try to just get a new perspective where you're able to fan the flame of curiosity in order, because I kind of feel like with the Queen of Wands, you're maybe cultivating something in your life that you're like, you know what, I'm comfortable with this, I can be known for this, great, I'm already seeing results. But then I'm seeing with the Page of Wands that there's even more that you could share, that there's more that you want to share. And I kind of feel like you're telling yourself, no, one thing at a time, just do one thing. But I kind of sense that if you allow the Page of Wands to be fanned for this curiosity, for this creativity to just kind of spark, right? See what happens, see what grows, see what you learn from it. And I'm kind of getting the message of don't worry that whatever you start isn't going to be forever, because when we start things, they lead us on different paths and you learn a lot about yourself and that which you are creating or playing around with or just being in relationship with. And I kind of sense that you almost don't want to start these creativity, curiosity things because you don't see the end game. You're kind of thinking, what if, I'm kind of getting the perspective that maybe you're thinking, what if it's a waste of time? What if it's not a good time use of my energy and resources? And you know what, I really should just focus on this Queen of Wands energy and grow what I'm good at and what people want me for, and this is what I'm going to do. But I kind of sense that you could become even more powerful and more balanced if you go ahead and allow yourself to be curious and to explore these other fields, even though maybe they won't go anywhere, right? But we don't know what paths these endeavors will lead us on. We don't know how they're going to incorporate into this more holistic, whole sense view of yourself, the way you interact with the world, the way you are. And yeah, let me go ahead and pull some more cards. The Six of Wands upright, Six of Cups reversed, Five of Pentacles upright, the Five of Cups reversed. Very interesting. So we have two sixes two fives, I'm kind of seeing this as a process, right? I feel like you're just taking these steps. Five is about change. Six is about community and being welcomed and being recognized for something. We have the Six of Wands upright. I kind of sense, because it came out between the Nine of Cups reverse and the Queen of Wands upright, that you're starting to gain recognition from others and you're trying to get different types of attention, right? Some positive, some kind of negative. So I'm kind of sensing a lot of like maybe envy or something. It's just like uncomfortable energies, right? Because you are this Queen of Wands energy, you're becoming very magnetic. And I feel like you are being celebrated for what you're sharing, and you're happy and you're proud to share what you are doing right now, right? Because you're on this journey where you're wanting to show up for others in a way that feels right for you. And I feel like others are recognizing that. They're being like, wow, you know what? You have been working on that. You have been really creative. You have been helpful. You do have really good ideas. You are multifaceted, right? And I feel like you're being celebrated for that. We have the Six of Cups reversed. I feel like there might be some things coming up from your childhood. Maybe I feel like because you're moving into this new stage of your life, the Six of Cups reversed is, I feel like you're getting a lot of memories where they might be uncomfortable or like nostalgic or like melancholic, where you're just kind of going back in time and you're, I just kind of feel like there's like a bridge going on right now, right? As you're moving, if we look at it from a linear way, if you're moving forward on this path, I feel like there's a part of you that's nostalgic for this past that you've had, this childhood. And the more you move away from it, the more that you start to see synchronicities or things that were alike back then, right? So maybe you're starting to get insight of like, oh, when I was a kid, I was very interested in that. That makes sense that I'm pursuing this path. Oh, I was interested in that. Maybe, you know, like, I feel like there's connections happening for you because it's reverse and it's a cups card. I sense that this might be uncomfortable because, I mean, it often is, right? Memories are encoded with emotions. And so there's kind of this process, like you're moving forward one step and you're kind of going back another step. And it's like you're moving, I'm getting this image of you moving two ways on linear time. You're moving further to the right and you're also moving at the same exact time further to the left, right? So I kind of feel like that's a really interesting place to be in right now. I would say take care of your emotions. And because the Six of Cups reversed came out next to the Page of Wands reversed, I'm kind of getting that this is tied into these childhood interests, right? If you were young and you were interested in being a painter, an artist, a singer, a dancer, whatever it was, I kind of feel like these are connected to this holistic self-concept and becoming that you are becoming. And I kind of sense that's maybe why it's uncomfortable, because maybe, yeah, that's kind of what I'm seeing right now, right? So when we're younger, we often pursue certain interests, and when we hit walls or discouragement or just lack of going down that path, and I feel like right now you're starting to be kind of sparked, kind of invited to explore those paths that you didn't get to explore before or weren't encouraged in before, and that's why it's bringing up the Six of Cups reverse energy, where you're kind of feeling this self-doubt. You're kind of, and with that Nine of Cups reverse, that was the first card I pulled, right? So I kind of said that there's like doubt as a theme that's going on right now. A doubt in asking yourself, well, can I really be all that I'm dreaming of myself to be? Is that possible? I mean, I kind of sense that there's like a question about money with that Five of Pentacles upright. You're wondering like, is there even any money, right? It goes back to that end game that I touched on earlier. You want to know the end game. You want to know if something will be worth it for you. But I kind of sense that right now it's just worthwhile to allow yourself to be curious and to be creative. And I kind of feel like there's going to be a lot of healing as you go down these paths that, no, we don't know the end game. We don't know if they're going to be profitable. But you are going to learn a lot about yourself, about what you're into. And I feel like you're going to have a lot of healing in regards to your childhood and to those times when you were told, no, you can't do that. Where's the money in that? How is that going to, how, you know, I feel like there's going to be healing in that as you start to incorporate these parts of yourself that maybe you'd lost or left behind or disregarded. I kind of sense that you're becoming more powerful the more that you dive into these curiosities, because you are curious about certain things or are good at certain things, or you're called to do certain things for a reason. And this reason is entirely unique to you, and not everything that you're going to be doing is, I kind of feel like, at least where I am, right, the United States, it's a very capitalistic society, right? And I kind of feel like a lot of the world is like that. So a lot of things that we're interested in, we're always questioning, how am I going to make money? But I kind of get this feeling of just be curious, just go explore. And then, hey, eventually, if it starts to go down that path, maybe start to ask yourself, not how can I make money? How can I make this profitable? But start to ask yourself, how can I be of service? How can I share? How can I give of myself? Right? And I feel like this will all, these answers will come to you as you start to incorporate these different parts of yourself that you haven't, that you just left behind, right? There's just a lot of healing going on right now. And that Nine of Cups energy reverse is like, can I really have it all? Like, is that even possible? Like, is it possible to live my dream life? Like, I'm not sure. But I feel like you're getting a lot of signs and insight that, yeah, it is possible. You just have to go down these paths that are uncertain, that are kind of uncomfortable, that are kind of iffy. You have to process things and process emotions and memories come up. And yeah, just go for what's making you curious. Go for what's sparking your curiosity. That Five of Pentacles upright, I kind of sense that. Yeah, it's tied into how am I gonna make money? But I kind of feel like it's just about change, right? I kind of feel like because two fives came up, it's almost like you have to change your relationship in regards to money and not view every single part of your life as something that is deemed to be profitable. And if it's not profitable, it's not worthy. I kind of sense that something being profitable and worthy, they've been kind of side by side, right? But I don't think worth is inherently and directly tied to profitable, right? Things can be worthy for different reasons besides can it make me money, right? And I kind of feel like with that Five of Pentacles upright, you are called to change the relationship you have with yourself in regards to money, how you view it, how you think you can attract it, to kind of expand your possibilities and your imagination. And how you can still have everything you want, right? Still have a home, still have food on the table, still have everything that you have right now that makes you comfortable and that I feel like everybody deserves. But I feel like just changing your relationship with money is really gonna help you right now to kind of allow yourself to give yourself permission to dive into these curiosities, these creativities, right? I keep coming back to this. It's like fan the flame of your curiosity. With the Five of Cups reversed, I'm seeing that there is mourning, there's sadness, and there's almost kind of like a holding on to things that have hurt you, things that you've lost, things that you, I feel like maybe you've experienced loss of some kind. And there is this part of you, because it's reversed, that doesn't want to move on, right? It's kind of thinking, well, what about the times I messed up? What about the times that things didn't work out? What about the times that they told me this? What about, people that don't believe in me, et cetera, right? So I kind of feel like you're focusing on these cups that tipped over. But I feel like right now you're being called, you're being asked to turn around because the imagery has five cups and three are knocked down and two are upright. And the character is facing the three cups that are knocked over. And I feel like that's you. You're focusing on the losses and it's almost like you're counting them. You're saying, this one time and this other time and this other time. And I kind of feel like you're maybe indulging in self-blame right now. And the card, I think, is asking you right now to turn around and look at the cups that are left. Look at the cups that are standing. Look at the cups that do hold this value, right? Like, I feel like you're focusing on things that are negative, and right now you should be kind of turning around and focusing on the things that are positive and that are working out for you. And on the back, what's the back? I'm seeing the Nine of Cups reversed, or sorry, the Nine of Pentacles reversed. With this card, I'm seeing this sense of completion, but because it's reversed, right? The nine in general is about reaching completion, right? Reaching a state of like satisfaction or kind of, yeah, it's like an ending, right? Because it's reversed, I'm seeing that. Yeah, I could just kind of sense that there's like an unhappiness, there's like a sense of loneliness. If it was upright, she would be fulfilled. She would be happy with what she had, with what she has. She would be alone, but not lonely. And I feel like because it's reversed, you have a lot of abundance around you and resources, but I do sense a bit of loneliness. And I think it just has to do with this stage that you're in right now. because you are changing, and I think you're changing at a really fast rate, at a level that you're not used to, that can be uncomfortable. But with the death card reversed, it's just a process, right? Being willing to let go of those parts of your life that you no longer want to indulge or engage in, that you no longer want to just keep alive with your attention. And this applies to everything, right? Relationships, yourself, the way you spend your time, the way you interact with the world. The Five of Cups, you're just kind of focusing on the negative. You're maybe like mourning or not wanting to let go, but it's almost like what's gone is gone, right? You can't unspill the cups, right? Like the cups had water in them, they knocked over, and I kind of sense like a part of you wants to turn back time somehow, but I'm getting this image of maybe look at it from a different angle, kind of just be grateful that the cup spilled over because now they watered the earth, right? You know, and I kind of sense that what looks to have been a loss really wasn't a loss. It's kind of the message that I'm getting. It was actually just a pivoting and an invitation to focus on what stands, because what stands is what is meant to be with you, because that is why it is with you. That's why the cups are still here. Those two cups that you're not looking at are still here. So focus on those, right? I just kind of get this message of if it's gone, like it was meant to be gone, right? Like you can't turn back time. Maybe you didn't want that to happen, but it is what happened. And so it's about moving forward, right? And yeah, I would say focus on what your childhood passions were, on what's been, I don't know, I feel like do things just for fun, right? Just do things that are just for fun. And when things or thoughts come up about, well, how can I make money? How is this worth? How is this profitable? Try to use that Page of Swords upright energy to defend yourself against those thoughts, right? To kind of outwit yourself and to navigate in a way that I kind of feel like look for the long-term vision. Look for this ideal life, this ideal self, right? Someone who just I guess maybe you practice like visualizations or writing or drawings. Maybe draw yourself as your ideal self in the future, right? This holistic view. Maybe you have hobbies. Maybe you have these interests. Maybe you share. Try to draw yourself, right? This ideal version of yourself, this higher self version of yourself. And also write down what your day-to-day or weeks look like, right? How do you want to spend your time? How do you want to spend your energy? And just start to write this out. Use your imagination. I would suggest to kind of be brave in how you dream up of this individual, of yourself in the future. And I feel like this will help you on the process of becoming who you're meant to be, who you're going to be, right? So that's going to be it for today's reading. I hope that resonated and I hope that helped in some way. And yeah, that's going to be it for today's reading. If you're interested in staying for the Reiki portion of the episode, that's awesome. And if you're not, then thank you for showing up today, and I will see you next time. Thank you. Bye. Hi, so now we're going to go ahead and move into the distance Reiki portion of the episode. I suggest laying or sitting in a comfortable position, but that is not necessary. Just be open to receiving Reiki healing energy. I suggest setting your own intention for the Reiki, or just allowing my intention to take place, which is always for your highest good. I'm going to go ahead and take 3 deep breaths with you. Let's go ahead and inhale, hold, and exhale. Again, inhale, hold, and exhale, and inhale, hold, and exhale. I will now begin sending Reiki.
Thank you.
With your eyes still closed, begin to introduce movement into your body by wiggling your toes, your fingers. Start to make movements that feel good for you. Maybe a nice big stretch. And when you're ready, go ahead and start to gently open your eyes. Welcome back. I do suggest for you to drink water since a lot of energy was moved during the session. Thank you for being here, and I will see you in our next episode.